help around the house. Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza, help you out.
You fixed it!
During the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Oh, yeah. Fix-It Show brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus. For Penis Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction. 707, 10 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Danny. It's a great Fix-It day.
It is a great Fix-It day, and we got a special guest in the first hour, Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors. Good to see you again.
Morning, guys.
Were you guys out this past weekend? I mean, were you this past week? It was kind of a cold week for your dudes.
We didn't get a whole lot done.
Yeah.
More emergency repairs, troubleshooting, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It is going to be a cold day today. We got 10 degrees right now. Got to talk about the Nary Show because you were out there. Was it a good time?
Nary Show's looking really good. They got all carpeted aisles this year. It's kind of cool, and it's a great setup. A lot of good contractors there. I know Joe is there with Guardian Exteriors,
okay.
Right?
You got a booth? We're there at booth 517.
Okay.
And so you can stop by and talk to his folks.
How'd your talks go? You got some more coming? Do you have any more coming up?
Yes. I'm making a presentation today at 5 o'clock, and I'm making a presentation Sunday at 12:30, I think they're going very well. I'm not sure about the audience, but, you know.
No, you can tell. What was your first one?
We're talking about the absolute best home repair products. So I talk about, cleaning out a kitchen sink. I've got this cool little tool to clean out a clogged-up sink.
I was telling Tom off-air, and I'm not ashamed to admit this, that I snaked a drain for the first time because you said that forget the Drano. I mean, there's a bigger problem down there. And so things were just not draining. And so I jumped on YouTube real quick and I was like, okay, that's how you do it, and undid it and made a little, I didn't have a snake, but I had made one out of a coat hanger and pull, and boom, it worked.
Got the stuff out of there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a little scary to take that trap apart and then make sure you get it back together. That's always a little bit scary. But,
what? No. Okay,
yeah.
No. It's been about a week, so I think I'm okay.
You're right.
Phone number's 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620. That is the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line. Love to talk to you today. And already getting some calls, and, oh, bummer. Hey, Gene in Milwaukee, you got a problem, huh?
Yes, I do.
Welcome to WTMJ. Let's see if we can fix that.
Thank you. I went into the bathroom early this morning about 6 o'clock, and there was some water standing on my bathroom floor. So I went downstairs to look, and there's a lot of water down there.
Ooh.
I think that my roof is leaking. Who can I call today? I've got tubs in that to try and catch the water, but it's coming down pretty good.
Mm.
Okay, well, Joe is here, and Joe's with Guardian Exteriors, and we were just talking off the air that you do emergency calls like that.
Yeah, if somebody needs something, we've got 24/7 answering the phone, so if you need something, it'll get kicked over to somebody who's on call.
Okay.
So if you want to give us a call, our direct is 262-208-4727.
262-208-4727.
Correct.
And he may come out and take a look at this.
Yeah, we can have somebody come out and take a look. Otherwise, we've got crews ready that if you need something done right away, we can get them out there and get some at least emergency repairs.
Okay, thank you. I'll give him a call.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Gene. When you get out there, what's the procedure? What will you be looking at?
Really, with her situation being an emergency, we kind of take a look at what's immediately going on. In general, what we try and do is get a little bit of a background of if there's a problem, when does it happen, how does it happen? Because the first thing we try and look at is what are repair options. A lot of people, when they have a problem, it's let's not just figure out what's
triage,
happening.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Let's really dig down, find the source.
Right.
And hopefully it's a repair first. Let's not have to dive into a whole roof or all the windows or all the siding.
But your guys will get out there and the usual suspects they'll run through.
Right.
Yeah, it's a typical troubleshooting. Okay. 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620 on the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line. Well, look at that. We already
put Joe to work
thing. Yeah, we're done. Let's eat the donut.
So, Joe, and your company focuses on exterior remodeling projects.
Yeah, windows, siding, roofing, general building science, troubleshooting, those kind of things.
Building science, yeah. There is a science, isn't there?
There, it's becoming incredibly, incredibly problematic with guys not totally understanding what they're doing, fixing one problem, creating another. We've had so many ventilation right now at this time of year is probably the one that pops its head out the most. We're dealing with some big issues right now of improper ventilation and leading to buildings that are having to be done, roofing problems that are having to be done way sooner than they should be because of issues with things like that.
And Tom, you were saying a couple of weeks ago that really the way we used to insulate and ventilate our attics has changed from the way they really should be, right?
Well,
yeah. So you got to kind of catch up almost.
What's happened is we went from leaky old houses that just pushed energy to the outside everywhere.
Yeah.
And we never had ice dams because all the snow would melt off the roof because the heat from your house was going up in the attic and melting the snow, and there was no problems. The walls were all leaky, and the houses were cold and drafty, but we never had moisture problems. So now for 50 years, we've been tightening up, wrapping homes in plastic, creating vapor barriers. So now we capture all that moisture. And guess what? We haven't learned 100% how to control that moisture. So then, right, Joe, condensation is the big issue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Condensation in attics is probably the first symptom of a moisture problem in a house.
Okay. This one might be an easy one. Hey, Donna in West Bend, welcome to WTMJ.
Thank you.
How can I help you,
Happy
Donna?
Happy Valentine's Day. I have a question about cleaning a rust stain off a basement painted cement floor. It was from a hot water heater that leaked all the way to the drain.
It's already painted.
Yes. The paint has been there quite some time, so I don't know if that's a factor, but...
How fresh is the rust?
Oh, it's probably several years.
Okay.
Well, Wink, W-H-I-N-K. And you will find that product at hardware stores, and even grocery stores sometimes. So it's Wink, W-H-I-N-K, and it's a rust and stain remover. You can find it in a little brown bottle, and it's a fantastic product. It's a liquid, and it will take the rust stain off.
How much elbow grease?
None. It's an acid is what it is, and it reacts with the rust, and it dissolves the rust. It may take the paint off, though. So that's the,
okay.
When I paint it, I'm not sure. But I try Wink, W-H-I-N-K. They make a liquid, and they also make a powder that's called Wink Rust and Iron Stain Remover. And they're both very good products, and either one of them would work. So wherever you can find a Wink product in a grocery store or hardware store.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Good luck. Happy Valentine's Day, Donna.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, and stay warm today. This is as good as we're going to get.
Yeah.
It's 10 degrees right now. A wind chill advisory tonight starting at 6 until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So our wind chill range between 5 and 15 degrees below zero. Winds are gusting to 40 miles an hour.
So Joe, if you've got with this kind of weather, we got an ice dam occurring, folks can call you on weekends or nights or whenever to work with a leak from an ice dam?
Yeah, if we need to do something to get somebody out there to help clear off the roof, get channels in the ice dam to help stuff start clearing away, that kind of thing, they can give us a call and we can help them out with that.
Okay, so the key there is to try to get the water to drain.
Yeah, first thing is let's get that solved and then look a little bit deeper, why is it forming, what can we do to stop that, and then even further, if we know worst case scenario one is going to form, how do we keep it from leaking into the house?
A couple years ago, I always heard that the ice dams you were happening because you were getting all these repeats of snow cycles, but it's more of a ventilation insulation issue. Correct?
It's actually both.
It's both. Okay, good.
It's both.
All right. Okay. So get the snow off as best you can.
Get the snow off as best you can. I mean, there's a couple different places where an ice dam can leak into the house. There's higher up on the roof, and there's at the gutter to roof transition. So sometimes once things are melted off, a lot of times with things like that, what we can do is, set up a snow call for come back in spring. And let's, now that everything's thawed out, let's see how this roof was put together. Because if we have an extreme, we get weird situations here where even if ventilation and insulation is perfect, you get those weird days where it heats up and then it cools down real fast and you can kind of get something to form. And there's ways the roof can be done to set it up so that even if an ice dam forms, you don't get leaks into the house.
Okay. I think we're 2 for 2 so far on our call. So let's see if you can keep our streak going. 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620 on the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line. How delicate do I need to be with my roof rake on my shingles?
You want to be careful.
Okay.
You know, you can do a lot of damage as far as grinding into the asphalt, taking the granules off. Some of the rakes that they have, you know, the little plastic wheels on them, which kind of help a little bit to alleviate that. But, yeah, you don't want to be up there really wrenching on it.
So then I saw this thing. It's called an avalanche snow remover. Have you seen that? It's basically kind of a it's got a strip of plastic sheeting, and you stick it up there, and then the snow slides down that. And I thought, this is the greatest thing in the world. And then I found they're like $150. I'm going to find it on YouTube. You guys got to see this. It's pretty amazing.
Haven't seen it. We're off the air, Joe and I were talking, though, and your Boston's got this terrible snow problem right now. And they showed some contractors clearing snow off a roof. They're working from the bottom up. Now, we're talking 2 feet of snow.
Right.
And the whole area of the air snow let loose. So it was like a big avalanche. Everything just swept everybody right off the roof. And it's like, oh, my God. God.
It took them down.
Yeah, so there's, you know, working
that's
from the bottom
America.
Up, yeah. you're going, you got 20, 30 feet to go, and they got 10 feet done or 5 feet done, and the whole thing let loose. It's like,
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's why you don't want to do it yourself.
Well, Radio Shack is no more, so we can use this. You've got questions we've got answered, so give us a call, 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620, the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line. Back in a bit with the Fix-It Show with Tom Faison on 620 WTMJ.
This is the Fix-It Show with Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faison on 620 WTMJ.
7:23, 9 degrees, a cold one today. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Fix the show with Tom Faison. I'm Danny Clayton. Joe Martis from Guardian Exteriors is here. So I just showed these guys that avalanche roof rake. It's kind of interesting. It's not even a rake, really. It's just, well, how would you describe it?
A sod cutter.
Sod cutter. It is kind of
it
a sod cutter.
It kind of looks like a sod cutter, yeah. But it's a snow cutter, and then with a long plastic chute that just comes flying down.
Yeah, not cheap, though. Okay, Guardian Exteriors, tell us about that. What all do you guys do?
Pretty much anything with the home that has to do with roofing, siding, windows, building signs, troubleshooting, that kind of thing.
All that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we can't handle it in-house, we can generally refer to somebody we know that we can trust, that you can trust, that can help you out with it.
Today would be a good day because you're going to find out where you've got some issues with all the things Joe does.
All the cold air blowing in, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got crews really on standby this weekend, too, as well. In fact, already some one's going out already
for the
Fix-It Show.
Yep.
What would be that number?
Sure. It's 262-208-4727. And 414-226-5619.
Good. That's a rapid response team. Let's go to Dawn in Random Lake. Good morning, Dawn. Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to WTMJ.
Yes, good morning. I'm currently living in a very old home that we're trying to, you know, update or remodel. And I've been pulling up the linoleum in the kitchen and in my laundry room. It's a back hall that we walk in. And after I pulled up the linoleum, I found hard tile on the floor. And I would like to preserve the maple flooring underneath. Do you have any suggestions on how to get that off?
Hard tile? I'm sorry.
It's glued down tile.
It's like 12 by 12 square tile.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
well that's an old
retro.
That's an old vinyl tile that probably could be a vinyl asbestos tile.
Yeah.
And that could be scraped up also. You may want to have that tested to see if it has any asbestos content in
it. You think it's ceramic, Dawn?
No, I don't think it's ceramic.
Okay.
Like you said, I think it's an old vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the 12 by 12 squares typically are not any asbestos containing, but the 9 by 9s, the kind you used to see in all the schools, those typically are. But
okay. You
can scrape that off right down to the wood floor. You're going to damage the wood floor a little bit, but you're going to have to come back and sand it anyway. Unfortunately, you're probably going to find that that's held on with a black mastic underneath that tile.
Okay.
But it's a vinyl tile, so you just one more layer to take off. Hopefully there's not two more after that.
No, I can see there's wood after that. So
yeah, and then,
all right,
and then you can sand them. You have to sand them and get rid of them.
Okay.
Get rid of the glue residue. So it's doable. More work for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom, how many layers have you seen?
You know, I've heard of people, you know, three or four.
Right,
people.
Right.
I don't know, Joe, in old houses, those really old houses.
Yeah.
It's the same with roofing. You still probably run into three layers on an old house, right? Wood and then two layers of asphalt.
Oh, that's real common. especially on the east side. We run, probably the worst we run into is 4 asphalt and 1 cedar shake.
Wow, man. We'll take a break. It's the Fix-It Show with Tom Faze at 620 WTMJ. Tiger Woods takes a leave from golf to work on his game. Will we ever see Tiger in vintage form again? Damon Hack of the Golf Channel weighs in with Jeff Falconio and Greg Matzik. Sports Central Monday night at 6:35. Fix-It Show with Tom Faze. Joe Martis, Guardian Exteriors, is here. Joe, you were saying that you've seen lots, multiple layers of shingles on houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what, so like four, as many as... So what about a company who say, no, we can just go right over that, or we can just take a couple layers off?
Yeah, I've seen all kinds of things. I mean, for building code, you're only allowed to have two. Some situations, it's a little bit less depending on the house was built. But really, it just depends on what your expectations are. If you want something that's going to be watertight for a long time, you really should consider tearing all the way down to do the new roof properly.
That would be the Guardian Exteriors way?
If that's what somebody's looking for,
that's what somebody's looking for. All right, yeah.
And if they wanted to add some ice dam protection.
Right, right.
You got to go all the way down to the roof deck and then put a ice and water shield type membrane. I say type because ice and water shield is a brand, but you need to put the membrane down.
Right.
And then how far does that extend?
The way it actually is spec'd out is you take your inside wall surface and you draw a line 2 feet in, take that straight up, and that's the minimum requirement. So you see a lot of guys, we'll do 3 feet, we'll do 6 feet. And if you're not hitting that 24 inches inside the warm wall point, there's almost no point in doing it. So it's based on that, so it could vary from house to house.
Good idea. 30 minutes left in this hour if you want to ask the guys a question before we get really busy. 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620, AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line. Making sure your honey-do list doesn't turn into a honey-what-did-you-do list. It's the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on 620 WTMJ. Chicago Auto Show begins this weekend. What are some of the hottest new vehicles? Automotive expert will share the latest trends and tell you about the future with Darrell Connor at Sunday evening, 6:30. 7:33, 10 degrees. Wow. That's the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza. Joe Martis is our guest between now and 8 o'clock. We'd love to have your questions at 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620, AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line. Joe is from Guardian Exteriors. You're at the Neri Home Improvement Show. What do you got going at your booth? It sounds fun.
Yeah, we've just got a craps table. Basically come out, roll some dice, and win Bartolazzi's gift cards.
Whose idea was that?
We sat down and we looked at, you know, the show after you see booth after booth of the same thing, you know, everybody, I'm the best, we do the best installs, blah, blah, blah. You know, come have some fun, you know, play, win some money for some food, and, you know, if you want to talk to us a little bit about your project, we can, you know, set up a time to talk and go from there.
Mm-hmm. You play craps at all, Tom?
No, I don't.
We play craps light, so it's very basic, very simple. You don't have to know all the rules. Yeah. You just roll the dice, have some fun.
Yeah, sweet. So when people hang out at a booth like that and they kind of get to know Guardian Exteriors, what is the usual conversation with you guys? I mean, people are trying to feel you out, see if you're trustworthy individuals, you know, if somebody that you can work with, get some examples of your stuff at your booth as well. But really, that's just a starting point.
Right. I mean, it's generally the first foundation of seeing, you know, are you comfortable working with somebody? And what on our end, what we need to get a feel for is, you know, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, we see two things happen a lot in our industry. One, people spend not enough and end up with a project that doesn't meet their expectations or they're unhappy at the end. And on the opposite end of that, we also see people spend way more than they need to, you know, overkill on stuff that they'll never see the value in. And really, it's setting up that foundation to have an open conversation about what do you really want to do, make some recommendations on what you can do, find different solutions. I mean, there's everything from a $50 repair to a $500,000, you know, complete rebuild, if that's what you want to do. And it's finding the right fit is somewhere in between.
Well, it's good to hear that you say that people sometimes don't spend a lot, because I would think that people would hear that and think, well, sure, he just wants to upsell me. But then you say people spend too much.
Oh, yeah.
So really, you do have that customer in mind, which is, you know, we appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate the check writers. Let's go to Sally in New Berlin. Hey, Sally. Welcome to WTMJ.
Good morning.
Hey.
I have a furnace that's not well, and it's working right this minute. been advised, because it's 20 years old, to get a new one. I do have one quote from this person who has repaired it, used this company for several years, and well-known, I'm assuming, licensed, whatever the terminology is. And the other two that I have are also well-known here in New Berlin. Now, I also have a friend who puts in his own windows and does this as a profession, but he is also independent, suggested this man who would come out and give me a quote and do it, as I'm using the term independent installer. Should I use that person, and if I do, what do I ask of that person?
Well, obviously, you're kind of worried about that. And
and rightly so.
Yeah, it's the difference between going to a, I guess I could say a car dealer with all the backup and all the materials, or maybe buying a car online and they just drop it off at your house.
Sure.
You know, so that's
what
probably
do you get when
difference.
You go with an established company?
Well, I don't think the price would be all that much different, and it shouldn't be. And when you're doing a furnace, you got to compare apples to apples. It's kind of like Joe does a roof. You got to do the apples and apples things. You got to look at the energy efficiency, the type of furnace, and then how they vent it to the outside. The furnace installer has to look at the chimney, because if you've had a standard efficiency chimney furnace, now you take it out of the chimney, you may have to change the chimney liner for just the water heater. And there's just a whole list of things you have to do. And today, you got to have a separate breaker for the furnace. 40 years ago, you didn't need a separate breaker for the furnace, so that's an electrical cost. So I think you got to be really careful about the quality, and then the person who's going to back it up and the company's going to back it up.
One of the biggest things I tell people, we don't do furnaces or anything like that, but when you're hiring any contractor, is a lot of times what I see the people make the mistake of is they ask a lot of yes or no questions. And the unfortunate thing is everybody's going to tell you yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really question, really slow down, you know, especially if you're not having any major problems right now, but you're being preventative. Ask what, you know, what is the right fit for me, and why is that? You know, challenge anybody that tells you anything, and really get information on why you're doing it this way, why you're choosing that, to make sure whatever that's being put together is right for you. And if they don't have the right answers or they're not comfortable for it, go with your gut and really dig down and do enough research to make sure.
That's good. That's Joe Martis of Guardian Exteriors. You guys actually have a fast response team on call this weekend. If somebody needed something today, this weekend, who should they call?
Yeah, if they just call our office, either of the numbers, the 262-208-4727, and then the other 414-226-5619. Somebody's available in the office to answer right away. If not, we've got an answering service that'll kick over an email to somebody who's on call to make sure we can get to you and help you out.
Good. It's 7:39. We're going to take a break and come back with one that, Joe, I think you're going to be able to get from Joe from Guardian Exteriors. Little porch problem. We'll do that next at 620 WTMJ.
From a leaky pipe to finishing your basement, Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza is here to lend a hand during the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
There's the iPod, the iPhone, the iWatch. Pretty soon there's going to be an iCar, maybe. Guys on Wisconsin's Afternoon News give you the scoop on this technology of the future Monday, 420. It's 744, 9 degrees, 620 WTMJ. Fix-It Show with Tom Faza and a wind blowing. You're going to learn what's wrong with your house this weekend, that's for sure. Joe Martis of Guardian Exteriors is here. Let's go to the phones and go to Geraldine. Geraldine, good morning. Welcome
good morning.
To WTMJ.
We have an upstairs porch in the back of the house and a window right next to it. There's an awning over it, and there's water going in between the window, the storm window and the regular window, and the storm door and the wood door. It's the paint is coming off the outside of the door, and it's turning white on the inside. I don't know if it's coming from the awning going behind the siding or where it's coming from. I don't know what to do or who to call for it.
Is it condensation, or is it actually water is kind of flowing?
Well, it looks like rain had gotten in there. You know, there was a lot of it.
And is that something that's just started happening now with the snow and things that we've had recently?
Well, just this winter.
Winter.
I don't.
Which is not like last winter.
Pardon?
Last winter was a very difficult winter.
Right. Last winter was a really, really cold winter, so a lot of condensation.
It's cold
issues.
In the hallway up there, but we have never had any trouble with it. There is a curtain on the bottom of the window, so when I go past it, I never saw it. But I looked at the window, and there's all water in there.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something that would warrant taking a look at further to kind of troubleshoot what's going on, where it's coming from, rather than just start to try things.
Right. the putty on the outside of the window is all black and mushy, and you know, on the back of the inside window.
Sure. I mean, we'd definitely be willing to help you out if you wanted to give us a call. We can send somebody out to take a look at it and,
okay,
and help you figure out what's going on there. And,
okay.
You know, it, sometimes it's something that you can handle real easily. Other times we can give you some recommendations, and if you want our help, we could definitely do that.
Okay. What is your number?
Sure. If you want to give us a call, it's
262.
262. 208.
208.
4727.
Oops, 4727.
And then we've also got 414.
Oops, my pen. 414. Oh, this pen is...
Every time. It always does
every
that.
Every single time.
Every single time.
It just...
It knows.
It just stopped going. I'll have to get over
well,
it.
You know, well, either number will work.
Let's get
so,
that
yeah,
number on the air and just...
Sure, it's 414-226-5619.
And I think, Geraldine, we're not 100% sure without looking at it whether it's a condensation issue.
Right.
Or typically, though, in newer houses, for sure, water between the storm and the window is a flashing and siding problem.
Right. And that's what we see a lot of, too, is people think it's the window because that's where it's showing up. But usually it's somewhere above it or where, you know, where's the water getting in, not just where it's showing up.
Right. It's the Fix-It Show with Tom Faith and Joe Martis of Guardian Exteriors. What projects are you guys currently working on? That always helps us kind of see what it is that you guys do.
Oh, sure. Well, really, it's varying different things. We've got some a masonry and window restoration out in Wauwatosa. We're helping a condo association in New Berlin troubleshoot some issues they're having out there. A lot of different roofs, siding, windows, just a lot of stuff in general.
Masonry renovation, so an older home?
Yeah, older home in Wauwatosa that needed some window replacement, that some window leaks were coming between, similar to Geraldine earlier, between the window and the masonry, which was freezing and blowing the stone off the wall. So,
Tom, when you inspect homes, do you go to older homes and just kind of marvel at the craftsmanship sometimes of just you know, you see the woodwork and the, you know, but then they're so inefficient, right? Yeah, you've got beauty there, but then you've also got functionality that needs to get addressed.
Yeah, you know, when you're looking at, or like Joe, when you're working on a 1920s house or a 1930s house, I mean, it is different.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's real wood in there and a bunch of it, and you know, now we have OSB for roof decks.
Yeah.
And I sometimes call that was wood. It's actually exactly oriented strand board.
Sure.
And it is a quality product, and it does work well, but it doesn't work well with moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Moisture is an issue, and it actually helps trap moisture because it's a continuous 4x8 sheet. In the old days, we used 1x6 lumber, and wow, look at that lumber up there. Some carpenter got to cut every piece and nail them up there. But you don't see that anymore.
Sure.
So, yeah, things have changed tremendously, and the old houses are cool because of the older products and the older trim. And, and as long as they're well-maintained, man, they're really cool.
If you've got a question for these guys, we've got one more segment with Joe Martis of Guardian Exteriors. 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620. The AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line. Fix It Show with Tom Faze at 620 WTMJ.
This is the Fix It Show with Mr. Fix It, Tom Faze, on 620 WTMJ.
7:53, 9 degrees, and a howling wind. It is definitely a cold day for Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Just got a quick quiz. Tom, did you remember Valentine's Day?
I did remember it.
Good man.
We both decided we're not getting each other anything, but I used to get in trouble.
When they say that, yeah, they don't mean that.
Yeah, I used to get in trouble.
Yeah. Joe Martis of Guardian Exteriors, you?
Yeah, I actually have a wife that... probably loves me more than I deserve, so we're going to see a Journey cover band up in Green Bay tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet. So you're a big Journey fan?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, it's the Fix-It Show with Tom Faze at 620 WTMJ, 414-799-1620, 800-877-1620. That's the AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line. Let's go to Lori in Algoma. Lori has a log home. Lori, is this log home from 1870 or 2007?
2002, actually.
No, 2002, okay. You've got an issue. Why don't you give it to these guys?
Yeah, I have a manufactured log home, but in between the logs, they got, like, the chinking in between. And my windows are just so bad that I've had an issue with that the whole time. What they did was they took, a backer board, and they scribed it from the frame of the window back to the log home so that that's all enclosed, and they caulked all that, but... During the winter, when the wind's out of the north, I put plastic on my front windows, which are double hung, And that plastic is just tight all the time. There's so much air that comes through there and my front door. And I don't know if you had any suggestions on what I could do, if I need to replace the windows, or if there's some way I can try to, if I have to take the trim and everything off the outside and try to spray foam in there. Any suggestions for me?
Sure. And the wind, you're saying, is this coming from around the window or within, like, the frame of the window itself?
Within the frame of the window itself, yeah.
Okay. One, log homes are a totally different construction, different animal altogether. We were talking a little bit about this off the air, and we've done about, I think it's 3 or 4 this year with similar issues to what you've had as well. Again, you know, I'd love to give you an answer over the phone, but there's so many different factors that go into that based on especially what you're describing as far as how they did the original installation, that we'd want to look at it to kind of give you an idea of what the best solution would be. Some of that would be just us kind of seeing, you know, where it's coming in on the outside, where you're feeling the drafts and things like that on the inside to give you a good recommendation. Some of the things you've mentioned are definitely possibilities. Like you said, the insulating, but sometimes also what we see because of how much log homes move and shift, if that construction of the window frame wasn't done properly and it's what's called racking the window where it's out of square, they may never seal right without being reinstalled correctly. That could be an option as well. So we definitely have to take a look at that to give you an idea.
And I'm sure that's probably one of the reasons, because I was kind of about halfway through the project. Our project manager, a foreman, left and did some other things, so he just left his crew there, which I was not real happy with. But it's basically happening with the double hung and the crank out windows too.
Sure.
They're both doing that leaking, and there's so much air coming through those, it's just kind of frustrating trying to figure out what to do with that. But
no, I totally understand. Fortunately, you're not in the situation alone, like you said, with the contractor leaving and leaving it up to his guys to do. I mean, we see workmanship and stuff like that all the time, unfortunately.
Okay. Joe Martis, Guardian Exteriors, thanks for jumping on this hour.
Sure.
We'll see you the next time. We've got another hour on the show. Fix It Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapina's Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction on 620 WTMJ.